Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Jen Hobby's got advice that can change you as a flirt today, right now.
Absolutely. You know how there's women who are just naturally good at flirting? Mm-hmm. They know how to talk to men, and it just seems that for whatever reason, all the guys flock to them.
There's a confidence.
If you're in a sports bar or you're out at East Andrews over the weekend or you're wherever, there's just some women that attract a lot of men and just have this sort of energy about them. Mm-hmm. And there's other women that struggle with it and they kind of clam up around guys. They get kind of nervous or they turn into their girlfriends and they giggle. And they're the ones that don't like quite have the mojo with the guys.
There seems to be like a gift that some women have that, without being too overt about it, sort of as a guy, makes you feel like you really have a shot here without it really even being anything about like a sexual conversation. But she's so engaging that it really makes you sort of feel good about yourself.
Yeah, I think that there's something about the confidence and, you know, being able to engage a guy in conversation or while you're having a conversation, you know, some sort of like friendly touch of the arm or something like that. Or, you know, whatever it is, some women are better than others at it. But this is going to level the playing field because apparently if you do this one thing before you go out, it's going to give you the confidence and sort of this energy that it exudes from you that nobody has to know about. That you've done this before you go out, and every single person can do it. This is from The Rachel Ray Show. This is a dating advisor who gives you this piece of advice. You ready for this, ladies? Everybody can do it.
We're going to retire to the ladies' room for a minute for the ultimate solution to keep yourself happy and hot. It'll be our little secret.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Something happens when you go commando when you're flirting. You know, panty free.
Huh?
I have. Oh, my God. You know the secret. Yeah, it's ancient. It's been passed down generation to generation, sister to sister.
I did whisper to Mama Jean. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public. I've never gone commando in my life. Not ever.
No, that's not
I
what you
shocked.
Said.
I said that I was a little girl. Maybe when I was three. That's the last time that switch went on.
Stop yelling.
Well, it's just, see, it's your little secret, our little secret. Yeah. Nobody knows, but it gives you like just like a very fun feeling.
I don't know. I might try it on date night just to say I did it. I was in it to win it.
So this can go for any women, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're in a serious relationship. Apparently, if you go commando, it puts you in a completely different state of mind. You exude a different kind of energy and a different kind of confidence when you're in the presence of men, but they don't even have to know that you did it.
Is there anybody in here that would like to comment on that? Anybody?
She said in the presence of men.
Or if you're attracted to women.
Yeah. I mean, I guess
someone in here goes commando every day.
I said this how many years ago?
There's some things. Wendy and I both say not it right now?
I mean, you sort of have a brand at this point, yeah.
Have a brand. Have the commando brand. That's the ad I should do. I think that if you're not used to doing it, especially, and then you do it, there is a difference. Yeah, there's like definitely a difference. And it's always, because what I think it does is it takes the nervousness away. There's a distraction. Like, it's just... Yeah, because I think a lot of times if you're so in your own head, like you said, with women who are nervous around guys, and then they tap into that nervousness and they get obsessed about being nervous, and then it just gets worse and worse, and that's when they just kind of lose it.
Right.
Where I think that if you have something like this that you know is going on and you kind of feel different because you haven't done it before, then that's that enough of a distraction that's not going to let your head go into that. That, you know, nervous, I'm insecure, oh my God, I can't, you know, is he judging me right now place, you know?
And I think, too, you're kind of like secretly being bad. Mm-hmm. Like there's some kind of like something secretly exciting about that, but nobody else has to know about it. But you've got this sort of, I don't know. Different thing going on.
That's how I felt when I was wearing my Spanx.
Save that.
You're so bad, Jeff.
I was secretly being bad.
Here's Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, the advice that Rachel Ray gave the other day is, like, if you want to be sexy, like, in conversations when you're talking to dudes, and you want to, like, automatically make yourself a little bit more flirty without thinking about it too much, just go commando.
I'm a women's health nurse practitioner. We are taught in school that women should not wear underwear on a regular basis anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
That is the only part of your body that stays covered all the time, 24/7, and it needs to breathe. So don't put any underwear on.
Amen, sister.
And it is such a routine for me. When I do put on underwear, my husband's like, "Where you going with those underwear on? What you doing?" Because it is an everyday thing. So, I am commando as we speak.
Ladies, let your breathe.
And all my
let her breathe. That's going to be the tagline for my ads if I do these ads. Like, let her breathe.
But if you do this every day, though, like you said, I think that it takes away from the sexiness because then you're used to doing it.
I think
but
you have to switch it up.
If you do it from time to time, if your intention is just to get your flirt and get your sexy
on. If you're going out this weekend and you know you're going to be wearing like your cute designer jeans and your cute shoes and your, you know, your cute top out, just go commando in those jeans and like see if it makes you a little bit like flirtier privately. And you don't have to tell everyone. And certainly after a couple of drinks, don't start telling everyone.
I mean, that's a
keep it to yourself.
I guarantee, though, that if you walk up to a guy drunk and say, "I'm going commando," he's going to talk to you.
Yeah, but you don't want that. No, you don't want that.
How commando?
This is for you to keep to yourself. This is your own little secret.
Here's Marie. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that years ago I used to work for a company. It was a nationwide company, and I did the training, and the men that I was training when I would go to these different cities, or the people I was training were always men. And on one trip, before I left, I didn't have any pantyhose, and all I had were thigh highs. So I just grabbed the thigh highs and the garter belt, and I took it, and I found that when I wore the thigh highs and garter belt under my business suit, I gave the most confident training
ever.
Wow, so it does work.
I'm telling you, and I started doing it every time I left to leave for training because it was just something like I knew that they didn't know, and something that I knew that if they knew, they'd pay even better attention to me.
Sometimes I think maybe the secrecy of it gives you a sense of power because I think that it comes. There's always a power struggle when it comes to flirting or relationships or whatever. And maybe when you get intimidated is because you feel the guy has power over you somehow. And if you have a secret going on, then you feel like, well, you know, that you've got the power back.
Didn't we do this once before where some women called up and said that if they knew that they were going to be in a situation the following day, they were going to be on a first date, it made them feel sexier on the date if they slept naked the night before?
We've talked to women that
said that. Didn't women call up and say that also?
Yep.
All right, so here's the advice from the Rachel Ray Show about flirting. You want to get your flirt on right here, then this is the way to do it this weekend.
We're going to retire to the ladies' room for a minute for the ultimate solution to keep yourself happy and hot. It'll be our little secret.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Something happens when you go commando when you're flirting. You know, panty free.
Huh?
I have. Oh, my God. You know the secret. Yeah, it's ancient. It's been passed down generation to generation, sister to sister.
I did whisper to Mama Jean. I can't believe I'm going to say this in public. I've never gone commando in my life. Not ever.
No, that's not what you
shocked.
Said.
I said that I was a little girl. Maybe when I was three. That's the last time that switch went on.
So that's your advice going into the weekend right there. You want to feel sexy, go commando.
Go commando.
Mentally and visually, I'm so happy that I'm hearing that on the Rachel Ray Show and not on Paula Deen.
Hey.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.